it's obvious that when these two team up, the result is magical.
This Week in Tennis.
And we brought this dynamic duo together once again.
Welcome to This Week in Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Tennis. My name is Phil Nasons, he's Craig Doyle, and you're listening to the best tennis handicapping team on the planet. This season thus far, we are 252-126 with 70 plus money underdogs. That means if you're keeping track at home, and you're going to need a pretty big calculator because we are way ahead. Had you played $100 on every one of our picks, you'd be up about $14,000 right now. That's not too shabby, is it, Craig?
You certainly have worse years.
Yeah, worse. I can't remember a worse year. I can't remember one. I know that we have rode the struggle bus a bit since the French Open, but you know what? This is our last crack for the season at crushing the field, and I think we should just give the people what they want.
Well, if we are, it's got to be better than the last month, because since the U.S. Open, I've not been hitting the winners like I did at the Open.
Me neither, you know, and that's horrible. But that's part of the gambling business, and that's what people don't understand, is that losing streaks do happen. You can't get every one of them right. If you could, they wouldn't let you bet. And that's just the way it is, you know. Plus, we've had a lot of upsets that we dealt with. The Raducanu thing. That was crazy. Lots of different things, but we have Indian Wells. We have first-round matches taking place today and second-round matches taking place tomorrow. So let's start with the guys. You ready?
Sure.
Sure? You sound confident today. I love the confidence spewing from your microphone. I'm ready for it. Frederico Delbonis, plus 150. Yoshihito Nishioka, a minus 185, Craig. This one's at 2 p.m. today. What do you like about this one? Who do you like?
I think I'll be sticking on Delbonis, to be honest. Maybe not the popular pick there, but I kind of, he's someone who's actually done well for me in the past. So you know how I'd like, sometimes I like to let form slip out the window a little bit and go with someone who's delivered for me in the past, and you've had a lot of success with that strategy as well. So, that's my early, maybe it's a surprise pick, but that's my early one, I think.
I think this is a good pick because you know what? That air is thin, and I think Delbonis has been there for a bit. Nishioka's probably not used to that, and I think he's going to get bit today. That's what I think, too. I'm with you 100% on Delbonis. Now, this one here could be interesting. Dominic Koeffer, plus 185. Emil Ruusuvuori, minus 235. And you can't help but like the big serving Ruusuvuori in this one. But with the caveat is that air is thin, and it might not be so easy for him to get used to it. What do you like about this match? Who do you like?
Well, I'm coming in with you, and I know that you were going on Ruusuvuori because you had a little pop at Dominic Koeffer through the week when he wasn't quite delivering in that last tournament for you. I mean, he was up and then he was down, and then, you know, he just didn't recover from that. When we say he was up, he was way up.
He just
gave in. I think we talked about Ruusuvuori. You said you like him. You think there's an upside there. You think we can make a few wins on him. So, let's have a go on Ruusuvuori and see where that takes us.
I think that's the case here. Koeffer, that thing disappointed me, if nothing else. Because he was a big underdog, plus 160, I think, and he just disappointed me. Now we have another 2 o'clock match today. Dennis Kudla, minus 160. Alejandro Tabillo, a plus 125. Do we stay with the American? Do we take the American here on his own soil?
Well, we've got to back an American at some point.
why? Is it,
they tend to do pretty well at this tournament. Obviously, different time of year, but the conditions are not going to be too different. And they tend to do okay. Dennis Kudla is one of those, though, he's not one of the higher-ranked options on the list. I think I do like Dennis Kudla here. I think he's going to deliver for us. Winner plays Berrettini. He will not be delivering in that one. But yeah, I think we'll have Kudla first round.
I like this one. I have not been right about Kudla once this season. But let's, you know, there's always a first time for everything, Craig. This one here, I'm so disappointed. Jan Lennard Struff. He's taking on Daniel Gallen. Struff is a 245 favorite. Gallen is a plus 195 dog. Struff has been very disappointing for me over the last couple months, but, you know, you almost have to take him, right?
Yeah, he's not really delivered since Wimbledon the second half of the year, but on the money there, I think we'll go with Struff and see if he can get through the first round and maybe turn things around for himself before the season ends.
Yeah, let's hope anyway, for his sake. And for ours, because if he loses this match, I'm done. He's on my debt-to-me list. And that's disappointing, because I really like this kid. Kevin Anderson, he's a minus 190 favorite. Jordan Thompson is a plus 150 dog. You fancying the dog here?
Yeah. Kevin's been struggling a little bit with injuries ever since his last sort of come back from injury. I've not really fancied him to do a lot of damage, and Jordan Thompson's a guy that maybe can knock him off here in the first round. The play on 190 is not a good value on Anderson here for me, so I gotta play the dog. I can't play Anderson at that price.
And that's exactly right. There's no value in a minus 190 Kevin Anderson. Maybe a minus 140 Kevin Anderson, which is what I have him at. But no value there. And that's what we look for, too. We look for value. Some of these favorites are way overpriced from what I looked at today. Now, we've got another match this afternoon. We got a lot of them, actually. Holger Vitas Notskov Rune. Minus 285, and he's taking on Ernesto Escobedo, and he's a plus 220 dog. I have no love for the dog in this one. None.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. There's not a lot of value on that dog at all. We'll give that one a miss.
I would have to give that one a miss. Take the favorite, put it on your parlays. I know y'all like to do this. Now, this one could be tight. You've got Albert Ramos Vinolas as a plus 105 dog. Lorenzo Musetti is a minus 130 favorite. Both players, I think, Craig, are priced correctly in this match. Who you like?
I like Musetti. He's another one of these Italian kids that Italy's producing a lot of good young players at the minute. I think the price is about right. I mean, there's not a lot between them. You've got a little bit more experience on the other side of the net, but Musetti, I think these Italian players are on a real hot streak this year, and I see that continuing here. And we're going to see some big movers among the Italian players, and Musetti's going to be one of those that he's going to catch fire at some point. I think he's probably got the potential to become a top 20 player. And for me, yeah, first round, I like this matchup for him.
Oh, I do too. I really like Musetti. I like what they're doing in Italy. You know, they're scrapping a lot of things they were doing. They're teaching the kids to play on all surfaces, except for grass, of course. And you know, they have so much talent there. Davis Cup, that team is going to be frightening when they step out on the court, and whoever steps out against them, that should be interesting. Sam Ilkel, he's a plus 550 dog. American teen sensation Jensen Brooksby is a minus 800 favorite. Now, this is a tough one. You can't really play this, I guess, because it's just way too much. Minus 800 is too much to pay for Brooksby. Ilkel probably doesn't have a chance in hell against him, so I'm just, for the sake of the show, I got to go with Brooksby.
Yeah, for the sake of the show, we'll play Brooksby, but we're not going to actually put money on Brooksby. There's no value here.
There's zero value there. But this one could be Facundo Bagnis at a plus 140. Emilio Gomez minus 175. Do you have any love for the dog here?
Yeah, Bagnis is another guy I quite like. You know, hard court maybe not his best surface, but he's up against an opponent where you look at the prices and you're like, do I fancy Gomez at minus 175? Not really. So for the sake of the show, I'll be going Bagnis, I think.
Oh, why not? Let's go for it. You know, we are so far ahead, we can take some chances. That's what we've been doing. But let's go on a run. That's what I want to do. I want to go on a big run to end the season. Jack Sock, minus 105. John Millman, minus 115. Both, I would think that Sock should be a plus money dog here and not a minus 105 dog. What do you think about this? What do you like about this match?
I don't like Jack Sock.
No, not at all. I can't support him, dude.
He's had a hard run, right? I mean, he did got to the third round at the Open. He beat Bublik in the second round, which I thought was a good win for him. And yes. Nishioka in the first round, he did quite well. But then he retired in the third round when he was playing Zverev, and he actually won the first set in that match against Zverev. I think he retired in the fourth set when he was down. So I'm questioning, like, he hasn't played since. What's Jack Sock's fitness like? I don't know what his fitness is like, which is why that price puts me off, and I'll have to play Millman.
That's not a bad price for Millman, though. And I think Millman is going to finish strong and then go home before they don't let him go back. Australia has some pretty tight COVID regulations, and it's not so good. But, you know, we got another match here, Craig. We got a bunch of them. Federico Correa versus Brandon Nakashima. Correa is a plus 370 dog, which is way too high for him. And Nakashima is a minus 525 favorite. I like the favorite, but I don't want to put money. There's no value at 525.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there can't be. See, that's the problem with tennis betting. Now, I usually cut up. My cutoff line is minus 400. And the only reason I say that is because of parlays. But I'm not a big parlay guy usually, but in tennis I am, because I can string them together a little easier, I think. Now, this one here is another one of these overpriced matches where a dog probably shouldn't be. Alexander Vucic, minus 150. Pablo Andujar, plus 125 dog. Love for the dog? No.
I think like the ship sailed there, hasn't it, on Andujar? If he was going to make some moves, then we'd have seen it before. It's not a great dog price either for the matchup. So I think we'll just stick with the favorite and go with Alexander Vukic.
I think you're right. I think that we almost have to. Now, here's an interesting one. Pedro Martinez is a minus 390 favorite. He's playing Roberto Marcora, a plus 285 dog. Martinez is overpriced here, I think, but I don't think you have much of a choice.
No, I think, again, like, it's not when we're going to play. There's no value there, but, it's such a big odds on favorite on Martinez. There's nothing you can play.
Not much anyway. It's horrible, huh? It really is. It's tragic. Just like this next one. Andy Murray versus Adrian Mannarino. Murray is a 340 favorite. Mannarino is a plus 255 dog. Gosh, Murray's had pretty good. Actually, has had a very good early round run since his return to the game. But is he worth 340?
No. But he's probably going to win, right? I mean, he's winning, like, pretty much all of his first-round matches, or he's at least pushing, like, top players to the limit. Mannarino, he's been on a bit of a cool streak. He's not really hit things off pretty well in the last few months. I've not made anything back on Mannarino, really, so... I'm not going to play it, but if you're going to have to play it, play Murray.
Well, that's the way you got to go. Maybe in a parlay, a big parlay, you can put him in there. Now, Martone Fucsovics, minus 275. He's playing Gianluca Major, who's a plus 215 dog, and that is a big price to pay for Fucsovics. But Major don't have a chance in that thin air, does he?
No, I mean, again, we're there again. Like, Fucsovics, really good player. I can't see past it. 275, it's not a great price, but that's why he's a favorite. You know, we really do not see Gianluca Mega winning this one. It would be a real surprise if he did.
It would really be a surprise to me. Now, this next match, crazy. Igor Gerasimov, Christopher Eubanks. Gerasimov is a minus 115 favorite. Eubanks is a minus 110 dog. Eubanks is the qualifier who's probably let us down a few times over the last year. Gerasimov, right?
Yeah, I like that play. That's a good play. I'm not big on this Eubanks, to be honest. I've seen bits and pieces, and I don't rate him, if I'm honest.
I call him TFO Light.
Yeah, okay, we can have that.
Alexei Popyrin. He's a plus 215 dog. He's up against Hubert Hurkacz, the Polish fella, at minus 290, and you almost have to take the favorite here.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Yeah, I like that. Yeah, good thought there. He's been pretty good this year. You know, he's not really disappointed in the early rounds. So Hurkacz is a really good shout here, but again, like, not a great price.
Now, we were talking about Cam Norrie earlier this week privately, and he's a minus 600 favorite against Tennis Sandgren, who won his first match. This match is played tomorrow. This will be tomorrow's matches, and Sandgren is a plus 390 dog. Is that too big a price? 600, I don't want to pay 6 cents for Cameron Norrie. And Sandgren, he's kind of gave us a hard time this year. What do you like about this one? Or, you know, I want to pass on it. I will normally, and I will at the window. But for the show, do we take the dog and go for it, or do we go with Norrie? Because Norrie's got a title under his belt against, I don't remember who, but there weren't too many top-ranked players there. But he's left-handed. He does serve big.
Sandgren's not a top-ranked player either, is he? No. I mean, he's been on a real bad streak for a long time. Norrie, you know, he was in the final last week. Okay, he did play very well against Casper Ruud et al, but he had some big wins on the way there. Cost us a little bit of money as well. So I'd expect Norrie to be right in the crest of that wave, and he's going to get through a few rounds here, I think.
I think you might be right. Now, Salvatore Caruso is taking on Aslan Karatsev. Caruso is a plus 275 dog. Karatsev is a minus 390 favorite. It's hard to go against this favorite. Karatsev plays well on the surface.
Oh, yeah. He's had a great season, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Let's stick with that one. We've got some real interesting ones coming up that I'm, you know, we're going to be getting that coin out to flip in a second, I think.
We're getting there now. Tommy Paul, minus 210 favorite against Dusan Lajovic, a plus 160 dog. You should take the American in this, but somehow I feel like that might be a mistake.
Yeah, this is the one that I was looking at where I was like, that's good money on Lajovic, and he's more than capable of winning that. Tommy Paul comes out there and he's not switched on. Lajovic will win this in straight sets. So, yeah, I'm going to play Lajovic here. It's a little bit against the grain. It's a little bit against common sense. But we've not had too many options on the table like this yet. And this is a good one where we might be able to make some cash.
I would think so. Now, this one might be the coin flip. Sebastian Korda is a minus 110 underdog. Francis Tiafoe is a minus 115 favorite. The All-American battle. I have a lot of love for this kid, Korda, man. I played against his old man. So minus 110 it is for me. I'm going with Korda.
Yeah, the only thing that puts me off Korda is he's another one that's kind of gone off the boil a little bit. He was good earlier in the season, and he put together a lot of good results, and he's gone off the boil a bit. And then on the other side of the net, it's Tiafoe.
I know, huh? I'm over Tiafoe, though, really. I'm just over.
Yeah, I can't convince you to play Tiafoe, so we'll play Korda.
No, you're not going to. I am over him. I think what's happened to Korda is the season is long. It's not like the junior season. It's a long, long grind. And this COVID-19, those regulations and all the travel requirements and stuff, that takes its toll on a young guy. But if anyone can pull through that and have a big showing here at Indian Wells, it is Sebi Korda. Now, Grigor Dimitrov takes on Daniel Altemeyer. Dimitrov is a minus 300 favorite. Altemeyer is a plus 220 dog. What do you like about this one? Dimitrov let me down the other day. But he's been letting me down for years.
He does that. He's not a killer. He's not a finisher. But again, like you look at the prices, it's you gotta play Dimitrov if you gotta play it. He's not gonna lose early here, I don't think. I think you're gonna see him make it to the next round quite comfortably.
Yeah, probably so, and that's a good thing, right? Because we need these wins. Because Daniil Medvedev at -2000 is unplayable, unless you think Mackenzie McDonald at +800 can take him out. No.
Not unless Medvedev pulls out of the match.
Or he just doesn't care and picks up his 19,000, or actually 40,000 for second round. Yeah, Medvedev. Some people say Medvedev is the heir apparent to the throne. I don't know about all that. I think Rafael Nadal and some others would have something to say about it, but we'll have to see. Now, this one here is interesting. Andrei Rublev is a -2500 favorite. Carlos Taberner is a +900 dog. There's not a shot Taberner knocks him out unless Rublev decides this ain't for him.
Which he's not, because there's significant cash here, and Rublev will be kicking around until at least the quarterfinal stage.
I would think so, and he's a bigger favorite right now than Medvedev, if you can believe that. Now, Diego Schwartzman is -370 against the American Maxime Cressy at +265. Cressy had a big win yesterday. Can he keep it up against Diego Schwartzman?
Schwartzman's pretty solid. I don't see Schwartzman getting knocked off here, which is why you're getting such a big price on Cressy. He is one of those players, Schwartzman, that if he does come up against an up-and-coming young player, then you might want to stay away from him, but not here. I think this is really steady money on Schwartzman to get through.
I think you're right. Now, Marcus Guerin, the American who had a big round win yesterday, -105. Filip Krajnovic, -120. We got to take the American here, I think, in this one, right?
Yeah. It's coin flip territory again. You know, either guy could come out of this on the day, and Giron's already had a decent win, so you know we can back that up and see if he could deliver another one.
I think so. Now Lloyd Harris is a -210 favorite. People are starting to catch up to him now. And he's taking on Alejandro Davidovich Fokina at +155. Is this one of those yip nights for Lloyd? It is, isn't it? You're thinking that too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried at the price. Had Lloyd been better than -200, I would have been straight on Lloyd. But I'm still going to play Lloyd Harris because the guy that he's playing is not a great hardcore player, but I wouldn't be surprised if I'm disappointed here.
Yeah, because Harris has been disappointing. I remember watching him play early last year before the COVID from hell came, the virus from hell. So I haven't seen the same thing. This one should be real interesting. You can't play this. Casper Ruud, who's my dude to win this whole event, -1600. He's taking on Carbellas Baena at +700, but Ruud's going to take this one.
Yeah, next.
Hold on, let me write this down. I should have just wrote it down at the beginning. I usually write these down beforehand. Now, this one here, this is a weird, weird line. Guido Pella is a +310 dog. Roberto Bautista Agut is a -450 favorite. Now, I would think Pella's had some good wins on hard courts. I would think Pella would be lower priced. This looks like a pretty good value, but Agut can hit, man. He ain't afraid of nothing.
Yeah, I think Agut's maybe on a downwards trend a little bit.
I know, that's what I mean.
He's going back the way. Pella's always been steady. He's never been spectacular. I think you have to gamble here and play Pella. I mean, it's one of those where we're just going to throw it in there. We're not going to be expecting it, but if it does come in, it's a pretty big win.
Well, that's just it. We want to make their screens green this evening. Take your friends out for a nice drink or two. And don't forget to tip me and Craig. Taro Daniel, Riley Opelka. Daniel is a +265 underdog coming off another upset win yesterday. Riley Opelka is -380. Now, common sense would say Opelka should win this pretty handily. However, the air is thin there, and I don't know. I usually like the person, the player who's already played a match at Indian Wells, as opposed to someone who hasn't. And big servers, this could work one of two ways. He could serve 30 aces in a two-set match, or he could have big problems. We've seen Opelka have some yips, right?
We have. I just don't think Daniel's got the defense to stop Opelka. If this was like Andy Murray versus Opelka, we'd be back in the Murray return. But I don't think Daniel's renowned for a great serve return. He's not going to get enough balls back, I don't think. And I think that'll give Opelka enough to get through to the next round, which is why they're giving you -380 and not maybe -200. I don't think they're too afraid that Daniel's going to knock him off here.
Hey, we've got an all-Canadian battle on Saturday, and it's Thanksgiving weekend in Canada. Happy Thanksgiving to all my Canadian friends and all our Canadian listeners. Dennis Shapovalov, -350. Vazic, let's start our own tour. Pospisil, +250. Now, this could be a big win for Pospisil. He could actually make some money and stop crying about how he doesn't get paid enough.
But he won't.
But he won't. No. No.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty comfortable that Shapovalov's not been playing great tennis either, but...
You don't need to play great tennis to beat Pospisil.
No, not really.
Not really. I have a student down here in Brooklyn who I think could beat him right now, actually. I'm really serious. Hey, dude, yesterday, so I got my kid out there playing, right? And there's this guy, 6'9" from England playing, and big lefty, banging serves. My little guy was chomping at the bit to get a hold of him. Chomping at the bit to get a hold of him. I like that fight. Last one of the day for the men. Kei Nishikori, a -190 favorite. Daniel Evans, your guy. +145. This could be interesting. Dan Evans doesn't play too bad on this surface. Nishikori is a dice roll, man.
Yeah, I can't play Nishikori even if I thought he was going to win because he's got that tendency to get injured. I mean, he's not played competitive tennis regularly. He comes in, he has a couple of months, he's back out with injuries, he's pulling out of matches left, right, and center. Too much of an injury risk to play at that price. I think you got to play Evans here. Evans hasn't been in the best of form, but you know, +145 against a guy who might just pull up injured. That for me is real value, and it's another one that I'd be happy to lose on just going on Evans.
Oh yeah, I hesitate to play Dan Evans, to recommend Dan Evans. I would recommend Dan Evans heads on over here to Queens. Maybe I can help him out a little bit. But outside of that, I can't. But I have to take Evans here. Because Nishikori, for all the reasons that you described, plus he can be very inconsistent. Now, if this was a 5-set match, I might take the shot at the favorite. Because Nishikori has lasted. He has experience doing that. But like you said, he's had fitness issues. He hasn't played a lot of tennis. So Dan Evans can come out of this thing with a win. You know, they don't want these British guys. They don't want all the headlines to go to Emma. Maybe they can make a few of their own. Now we got the ladies. They're in the second round. Today at 2 p.m., Veronika Kudermetova is a -115 favorite. Ludmila Samsonova is a -105 underdog. This is one of those coin flips.
Yeah, we're going to play the favorite. Sure again, are. Like there's nothing here to split them.
There's nothing there to split them. You know, -115 is not a bad price for Kudermetova, too. She's a good player. Now, this one here could be weird. Sorana Sirstia, who we've profited on this year, she's a -255 favorite. She's taking on Misaki Doi, +200 dog. Any love for the dog?
No, I think Sestea's pretty good value here. it's not a hugely great price, but it's a solid pick, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is. She let us down a couple times this year too, hasn't she? This one here is unbettable. Wait a second here. Petra Martic versus Iga Świątek. Martic is a +380 dog. Świątek is a -550 favorite. And you have to like the favorite here.
Yeah, the problem here is Świątek usually wins three or four rounds quite comfortably, and then you get lulled into that false sense of security that you want to lump on her when she gets to the quarter or the semis and she doesn't deliver. First round, yeah, not a problem.
See, but that's a good point that you brought up, and we talked about this many times over the last 10 years, is that some of these girls, some of the guys too, they play really well early, and then you get this false sense of security, like, hey, they're pretty hot, they're playing well, and then they tank. You know, you have to take each match as it is. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. Each match on its own merits, and only that. That's the best advice I can give you for this. Now, this one here, Teresa Martinkova, she had a pretty good week, but she's a +255 dog, and she's taking on Elina Svitolina, a -330 favorite. And Svitolina is the one, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. Her husband's there, Gael Monfils. They usually do pretty well when they're in the same place, at least she does, because, you know, it's not so bad to have Gael Monfils as your hitting partner. Right?
Well, you know, it's a bonus, I guess, yeah.
Value. I wonder if she pays him, though. I wonder if she pays him. I wonder if he charges him.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure.
They work something out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do.
I'm sure they do, yeah. Elise Mertens, she's a 295 favorite. Jasmine Paolini is a +225 dog. Mertens has been playing too well lately. And that's an ugly price, but you got to pay it, right?
Yeah, there's no value on this one, unfortunately.
This one here hurt me when I took Kim Clijsters. So Wee Hache is a +205 dog, and she's taking on Jelena Ostapenko, a -265 favorite. Ostapenko.
You know what? I'm going to play Sue Wei.
Tell me what. Talk me out of this.
I'm going to talk you out of it. Ostapenko is so random. Like, she hits a ball so hard that it's erratic at times.
Yes.
And I think she might struggle with the fact that it's the thinner air. The ball is going to really fly a little bit. I think she might not be able to find the range. Like, if she does, she's going to be devastating. But I think, like, she's playing an opponent who's going to let her hit the ball. And I think she's going to struggle with it. I think she's going to be hitting the ball out all over the place. You know, remember we were watching Sloane Stephens the other night and she was hitting the ball out all over the place. You're going to see the same thing here.
You know what? That's a good point too. I like Ostapenko a lot though, but Shay, you know what? She's going to push the ball back and let you miss. And I think she's going to, you've convinced me. Let's go with Shay. Well, let's go with it. Now, this one here, Magda Linette, is a +225 dog. Victoria Azarenka is a -295 favorite. Do you like Azarenka?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, I've got the same feeling on the next one you're going to bring up as well. You know, you've got an experienced player in Halep up against Kostyuk. And again, you know, you're looking at the price and it's around about the -300-ish. And you're like, how can you play anything but the favorite?
I know, Marta Kostyuk and Simona Halep. Did you see I tried to audition to coach her? Did you see that? I sent her a little I sent a message on Instagram stories. I haven't heard anything back yet, but you know what? She's kind of busy right now. So we'll see. I'll keep you updated, though. Marta Kostyuk is a +220 dog, like Craig mentioned. Simona Halep is a -280 favorite. Halep no longer has a coach. Maybe that's going to help her. We have to take Halep, though, right?
We do.
You know, that's not that is a bad price, really. But whatever. Irina Camille Bejou is a +190 underdog. She's taking on Jill Teichman, who's at -240, but is tailing off a bit.
Yeah, she does a little bit, though, huh? But Yeah, it's difficult to go against the price here. Again, like, it's not the best price in the world, but she's had a good enough time that I can't see Big U getting much luck.
Here you go, Belinda Bencic, Shelby Rogers. Bencic struggling, didn't even finish her match the other day. Minus 195 favorite, drew a bye. Shelby Rogers is a plus 155 underdog. I believe she had to qualify. Do we take a shot at this dog? Because I kind of feel like we might have to.
Yeah, again, on the back of the injury the other day, I'm not sure what condition Bencic is going to be in. She might get to the end of the first set and then give up. So let's play Rogers. And it's not a safe bet, but it's if it comes in, we'll be laughing.
Yeah, but Rogers is one who doesn't give up. And that's what I like about her the most. Now, you've got Madison Keys at plus 120. Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova is a minus 150. Is this another one of those matches like Hizaya or Shea where Pavlyuchenkova is going to spray the ball all over the court and Keys is going to serve her off it? I think this is Madison Keys' home court, in fact.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you want to go Keys, let's go Keys. I've never been big on Pavlyuchenkova anyway. It's not someone I would back even if she was a big favorite.
We've got some dogs for you today, kids. Elena Rybakina, Yulia Putintseva. Rybakina is a minus 195 favorite. Wow. Putintseva is a plus 155 dog. Is it a Rybakina night? I kind of fancy the underdog here.
Yeah, another underdog, another decent price that you can come in at. I like it.
Why not? I mean, why not? These things are going to hit, and you're all going to say, wow. Here you go. This is one of the most laughable lines I've seen thus far in this country, in this day. Emma Raducanu is a minus 425 favorite. Alexandra Sasnovich is a plus 310 dog. And this ain't as easy as it looks.
No, I mean, like, I would be playing Sasnovich because I know that Raducanu hasn't played since the U.S. Open. You know, you can have as many practice sets as you want on the courts here and not really get the feel for what it's like until you're out there in front of the crowd and in the big heat or whatever. And I think, like, Sasnovic is probably the better play. She's already played a match, and Raducanu hasn't.
You know, the only appearances I've seen her make since the U.S. Open victory, and big shout-out to her, is on the red carpet. You know, I haven't seen her too much anywhere else, so I'm going with Sasnovic. Sasnovic is a veteran. She's a pusher. This Raducanu, whatever, I think she got a little bit lucky in New York. It was a great event for her, and it was awesome to watch, but that was her fourth professional tennis tournament. Pump the brakes, kids. She hasn't done anything on a tennis court except hit some balls with Jeremy Bates. I don't know what she's doing, but we'll have to wait and see. But I'm going with Sasnovic, and I hope that you Raducanu fans don't give me too much of a hard time because, well, you can.
It's not about giving you a hard time, right? You can't play minus 425 on any women's player in the first round, you know, unless it's Serena Williams. You're not going to play. See, if you'd given me that number on Halep or given me that number on Muguruza or Ashley Barty, I'm not going to play that in the first round of a tournament when they're playing against someone who's played a match already.
Exactly.
There's just no way you can play that.
Exactly. But that won't matter to the groupies. And that's okay. You know what? You're here to cash with flash. And that's one way to do it right there. Petra Kvitova, Arantxa Rus. Kvitova is a minus 295 favorite. Rus is a plus 225 dog. We have a huge sample size that tells us Kvitova wins these matches.
Yeah, we do. So we'll just move on to the next one where we... Yeah, the next one's a lot more interesting.
For you, maybe. You know what? I was going to cuss you out on the show for this. The other day, Craig sends me a text, and he says something about this match. You got to see this. Or no, he didn't say you got to see this. You're probably not watching this, and you're lucky for it or something. So, of course, I turned on the Sloane-Stephens tennis match. And that was probably one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen. She's a plus 195 underdog. Thankfully, she takes on Jessica Pegula at minus 245. Sloane does have a match under her belt, though, where Pegula doesn't. But we know that Pegula is a fighter, and we know that Sloane Stephens isn't.
Yeah, and you know, you said a match. It was barely a match when you watched the quality level between Stephens and Heather Watson. It was pretty low quality. So we'll be, you know, against my better judgment, we'll be backing the Bills here.
You're right.
The Bills are doing pretty well, right?
Yeah, we're backing the Bills in real life, too. Leila Fernandez, Elise Cornette. Fernandez is a minus 225 favorite. Elise Cornette is a plus 180 underdog.
This is not a good draw for Fernandez,
no,
to be fair.
No, it sure isn't. Because Cornette's going to get her tonight, right?
She might do. The way Fernandez plays will play right into how Cornette plays. I mean, she'll have to play some electric tennis to see away Cornette. I think you could play the dog here again.
Oh, yeah. You know, they've got the girls on center court today, the two finalists, Fernandez and Raducanu. So that should be interesting. I may actually watch this instead of football. Paula Badosa, Diana Yastremska. Badosa is a 195 favorite. Yastremska is a plus 150 underdog. Should she be? No. Badosa's had some funny results too lately.
Yeah, she has, but you know, let's play her first round here. It looks on paper nice and comfortable, so hopefully that just delivers nicely for us. It's not a brilliant price at minus 195, but
no.
I like it enough to play.
I'm not feeling that. Oz Jabeur is a minus 650 favorite. She's taking on Anastasia Sevastova, who's a plus 400 dog. That match is also tomorrow. What do you like about this one?
I'm not playing any of these next three matches. You know, the price on Jabeur, you can't play that. She's going to win the match. You know, move on to the next two matches because they're exactly the same.
Yes, they are. But we're picking Jabeur here.
Absolutely.
Victoria Golubich against Maria Sakkari. Take Sakkari minus 500. I don't want to do that. But she's going to smash this girl. She has a different mentality than most of these girls, which is nice. Annette Contave is a minus 750 favorite. She's taking on Martina Trevisan, a plus 450 underdog. Contave has played very well lately, and I think that's a high price, though, to pay for that.
Yeah, I agree.
But we still have to.
We do, yeah.
I mean, you can't not take that match. That match, if Trevisan wins, that's a major upset that even the handicappers don't have. You got lucky or you're a groupie. Tamara Zidancic, plus 115 dog. Anna Kanja, minus 150 favorite. This is interesting. Kanja's played well, but Zidancic has played pretty decent too. But a short dog she is at 115, plus 115.
Yeah, I really like Anna Kanja. She delivers for me quite regularly. And I usually play her rounds one and round two. And I think I'm going to play her here again.
I think so too. Yeah, she's a great front runner. Angeliki Kerber, minus 155. Katerina Siniakova, plus 120. This is interesting. We go with Kerber here, I think, don't we?
Yeah, let's take Kerber.
Yeah, let's take Kerber. This is a fun tournament so far. You know, we're 0-0, so we can't lose until they start playing. And that's a beautiful thing. Caroline Garcia is a plus 310 underdog, taking on Coco Gauff, a minus 450 favorite. That is a hell of a price to pay for Coco Gauff, man.
Yeah, she's going to win this first round one. But you know what? I'll play Garcia just for the sake of the show.
You know what? So will I. So will I. Let's watch this first round upset. Because, quite frankly, Garcia can upset her. And the other thing is, with Coco serve, this could get ugly quick. Astra Sharma, plus 225 underdog. She's taking on Daria Kasatkina at minus 310, Craig. No love for the dog, huh?
No, not in this one.
Not in this one. This Kasatkina. I should have been writing this out all along because I knew what we were going to do. Now, Allison Risk, a plus 205 underdog. She's taking on Bianca Andreescu, a minus 280 favorite. I will not put a nickel on Andreescu. I don't care what all y'all do. I'm taking risk to win.
Yeah. Yeah, but why not? Yeah, I mean, Andreescu's been playing pretty good stuff, but, you know, we have that opportunity there. Let's play risk.
Yeah, but Andreescu also is injured. She hasn't healed. She's got that wrap on her left hamstring, I think it is, that is probably as big as a football player's. So she's got some health issues. And there are times when she doesn't show up. And let's face it, that happens. It's part of the tennis business. Barbara Krejcikova is a minus 650. Zarina Diaz, plus 400. Do you have any love for this dog?
Nope.
Nope. Krejcikova. We gave a lot of picks away today here, Craig. We still have more to go. Okay, so, here we go. Sara Sorabos Torma. Tormo, minus 200. Anna Kalistakaya is a plus 155. We go with Tormo always in the early rounds. Do we change that?
No. I like this, and it's a pretty good price, actually.
Actually, minus 200 in an early round. She's pretty good, by the way. I like this Tormo kid. That was your find, and she's good. Carolina Pliskova, 450 favorite. Magdalena Freck, a plus 310 underdog. Pliskova in this kind of world, right?
Yeah, another one that's usually good for the early rounds, just not great price.
It's a terrible price. Aya Tomljanovic is a plus 295 underdog. She's taking on Garbin Muguruza, a minus 425 favorite. Muguruza looks pretty good, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so that is, boy, 425. That's a horrible price.
And that leaves us with, what, three more matches to have a look at.
Yeah, three more. Meyer Sharif, a plus 105 underdog. Nadia Podoroska, a minus 140 favorite. You're looking at a coin flip here, kids.
You are, but I like Podoroska. I think she's got a decent upside on her there, and I'm happy to play on Podoroska here.
I was going to say something else behind that, but I better be not. I'll be nice. This one here, Amanda Anisimova minus 150, Camille Gorgi plus 115.
You liked this Anisimova, didn't you?
I sure do.
You don't like Camille Gorgi.
Her father stole money from people I know. So, no, I'm not a big fan, no. And I don't think she plays that well in the United States because, you know, she's got to look over her shoulder because her father bilked so many people in America. Just Google it if you don't believe me. Laura Davis, a plus 390 underdog. Danielle Rose Collins, minus 600. Collins.
Well, I never play Davis. I think she's the American version of Heather Watson. She's, you know, vastly overrated, and she's not going to be around much longer.
Oh, they'll find ways to stay out there, Craig. I tell you what, man, we made a lot of picks for these folks. Great stuff today, as always. Best photographer on the planet right there, Mr. Craig Doyle. CD Sports Media at Twitter. That's where you find him. Hire him. Fly him anywhere, and I promise you, he will deliver. And that's going to wrap it up for This Week in Tennis. This Week in Tennis, I should say. Thanks for listening. We got a big record, 252 and 126. We're going to do one more show next week, and then we're off for the rest of the year. So come on out, Cash with Flash. Find us at PhilNationsShow.com. Until next time, take care, and thanks for listening to This Week in Tennis.
This Week in Tennis.